When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's Jane. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
Sports Grid Radio Network.
College football, full circle.
Bennett to pass. McIntosh with a great catch. Touchdown, Georgia.
Back. Worst starting field position of the afternoon. And wide open. Room service to Bowers. And the freshman is off. Foot race. They're looking at shoe bottoms and nothing else.
Taking a shot again. Bennett slings it. Wide open. Catch by Smith. Room service. Touchdown.
All right, here we go. College football. Full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you as we get ready for all the games this weekend right here at Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204, joined as always by the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
Oh, Carver, I love when you get amped up. I love when you get excited. It's here, finally.
It's game time, baby.
Finally here.
Game time.
Week number three. What great action, though. I mean, we talked about it throughout the week, 12 o'clock, 3:30. How about that late-night slate? Arizona State, BYU,
yeah.
Right? Oak State, Boise on the blue field. Are you kidding me?
I'm into
Are
that
you
Oak
kidding
State,
me
Boise
right
game,
now?
Joe. I like that game. That Oak State,
I'm not
Boise
gonna,
game.
I'm not going to tip
game.
My hat to that game. I'm
not
going to tip my hat.
I don't expect you to. I don't expect you to, believe me.
I think you and I might, you know, we're going to fight this battle this week, me and you, as they say, in a phone booth. Remember those guys?
Yes.
I mean, half of our listeners are going, what are they, on crack? What are they, like, you know, phone booth. Yeah, we're going to fight this in a phone booth this week. Because I'm coming on strong. I feel
I know you
I'm
are.
Not going to break up my party today.
I will. I would never try to break up your party, Joe. That's for sure. Listen, we got a lot to do today. We have two games tonight that I we know. Are going to talk about. We have the full slate tomorrow. We have our picks, as always, the weekly picks right here on College Football Full Circle as Joe Lisi looks to cut into my lead a little bit more after he picked up a couple of games last week. All right, Joe, we got to start, of course, with the biggest game of the weekend in my eyes. And, of course, it's going to be down in Gainesville at the Swamp between the Gators and the Crimson Tide. It's been a long time since Alabama has had to get on the plane and fly down to Florida to take on the Gators with the way the right. SEC schedule works. We've heard a lot about that this week, too. The Gators, of course, have Emory Jones, but they also have Anthony Richardson, who's played very well in the first two games against FAU and South Florida. Nick Saban saying all the right things all week. You know, we got to see how good we are this year. We don't know. You know, Nick's such a salesman. That's why he's in those Aflac commercials, because he's so good at selling you that his team isn't as good as it is. You know how I feel about this game, Joe. Until I see somebody you know, get in the mud and be able to go toe-to-toe with Alabama. I don't believe it. So I'm laying here. I don't care. 14.5. I think you should get it today because I think tomorrow, Joe, this is expected. You're going to get Alabama money before the kick tomorrow. This thing is going to jump back up. I believe
I don't know about that. I think we might see a play both right around 14.5, 15. I'd be shocked if it got under the key number of 14. I will say this, again, history on Alabama's side, right? Series perspective, they own Florida 26-14 straight up. That's a 650 winning percentage. They've won the last seven meetings, right? Now, last year they didn't cover against Kyle Trask. We were on Florida, or at least I think you were on Florida, plus the 17 and a hook in the SEC championship game. They've lost those games, Florida, by an average margin of defeat of 21.5 points per game. And everybody says, why does it matter? Because it's still a mathematical raw data. You take that into account when you put in the spread. It's not just, we just throw a dart on the board. You're taking everything into account. The football perspective, though, is this is the first true road environment for Bryce Young starting a game. You have no concern about that? I mean, I think it is imperative. If you're going to back Florida here, they need to score first at home. That crowd needs to be into it. They need to see Alabama down 7-0 in the swamp. And then let's see if Bryce Young could step up. I'm not saying he can't, but I'm saying let's see if he can do it when there's a 80,000 fans down his throat screaming with the gator chop.
Yeah, that is probably the biggest thing about this game is how Bryce Young is going to respond to getting that first true road environment. I always believe, Joe, that all these Alabama kids, they're always going to be ready for these spots. Because over the years, like it's like a conveyor belt, Joe. Like they just bring another one in, and he shows that he could do it. I haven't seen a guy over the last several years at Alabama come in, get his turn, and not get it done. So that's why I still just have to hold a little caution here. I I've watched Florida the last couple of weeks, Joe. You know that. I don't think that this Florida team is that great. They beat a couple teams that we know are not good at FAU and USF. Carter. Didn't cover in either game. Listen, they didn't, Joe. Didn't cover in either game.
I do want to bring up something quick. I just looked at the weather report. Thunderstorms.
Ooh, what do we got?
Scattered thunderstorms, 86. That could favor Anthony Richardson in the run game.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think everything favors.
I'm just throwing it out there. We got to keep that maybe it's a look for listeners towards the total then because 50.5.
I thought the total was light.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and for the shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
No. I thought that's light, considering these two teams scored just about 100 points in the SEC title game. No Trask and no Pitts this time, we know that. We'll see what happens with that total. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, right here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back, keep diving into all the games right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. So you're thinking a little bit of rain here, Joe, because I thought this total in Gainesville was a little, you know, 59.5, under 60. These teams scored a ton of points in the SEC title game. Different teams on both sides, as we know. But what were your initial thoughts on the total, whether or no weather?
Well, I mean, obviously, we always like to provide information. That's one of the things that we do, right? You know, outside of our picks, we provide information, let the people, you know, pick the way they want to pick accordingly. But obviously, if you're Florida and you know there's going to be rain in the forecast, you want to sustain drives with Richardson and Emory Jones on the ground, don't you? You want to keep Bryce Young on the field for his on the sidelines for as long as possible and maintain drives. And it is critical, I'll say it again, to score first. Because if you really want to take advantage of the home field advantage in the swamp, you need to break through for pay dirt early on. If I'm Dan Mullen, I want the football first. If I believe I have the advantage at the dual quarterback position, meaning with the mobility, and I want to showcase Anthony Richardson and he's 100%, give me the football. Let me take the ball. Let me ram it right down Alabama's throat, and let me see if I can get the momentum on my side. Now, it's going to be a lot harder than that. We know that. But that's got to be the mentality. You cannot allow Bryce Young, especially if it's, let's say, nice weather early on, right? And then all of a sudden you know there's going to be rain in the forecast. You have to take that into account as well as the head coach. So I want to see how this game does play out, because I think the weather will provide a lot of in-game opportunities. I think right now, if it's me, I favor the under, and I was on Florida to begin with, but I like it a little bit more now if it's going to be a wet track.
Yeah, the wet track would favor, you would have to think it would favor Florida. I mean, I don't know for sure. I don't think anything is a downgrade for Alabama, but anything that could help the Gators along, I'm sure will. So that, of course, the big game on Saturday afternoon. Saturday night now, Joe, let's turn to that, because we have a whiteout in Happy Valley. Auburn coming to Penn State, one of the old games that really gets Joe Lisi going, the SEC and the Big Ten. Bo Nix showing up to Happy Valley, looking to get a win against the Nittany Lions. -5.5 right now, Joe. I see some totals around 52.5. I know that all week long, not only here but everywhere else where you have hopped on, you have been pumping up the Penn State Nittany Lions. We've seen a lot of SEC money come in on Auburn, get this thing to 5.5. What are you thinking here? I know you're still going strong with James Franklin and company.
I'm not sold on Auburn, and I have to, when I back a
team. You shouldn't be.
No, exactly, right? When I back a team, I don't back off. You know, if I pick them to go to the college football playoff and people are like, oh, you shocked at Auburn? No. Because if I think they're going to the playoff, I know that this game was on the schedule, right? So if you're as good as I think you are, you have to break through. And it's a short number. We're talking about 6 points, basically, that they have to cover this game by, right? They're 28-5 since 2016 straight up at home in Happy Valley. You have a front seven that I hope makes Bo Nix and that offense one-dimensional. And that has to be the game plan for Auburn. If they can't run, lights out. Right, they're averaging 61 points a game. They've only given up 5 points per a game.
Well, they play, right? Tomato Bobo's cans. A bunch,
yeah,
of,
right,
tomato,
exactly,
cans.
No, exactly. But I still think that the SEC mentality or perception is there for this team, because look at what Miss State did to NC State. Look at what Arkansas, the middle of the road SEC teams, did to some of the teams at the upper echelon in terms, yeah, of the ACC and Big 12, or at least we like to call them paper tigers, right, for that matter. Here's the thing. I think the front seven of Penn State could be top 10 in the country. I really believe that. The way they played against Wisconsin, they bent. They didn't break. I think they make Bo Nix one-dimensional, and they get in his face and go, doggy, go beat me. Go beat me, doggy. Noah Cain breaks out. Sean Clifford breaks out. Blowout special in Happy Valley. I think they win this ball game 10 to 13 points at least.
blowout special for Joe Lisi talking here. I mean, this is like as a bigger point, Joe, just because you just mentioned something that kind of just rings the bell for me. When anybody, and I'm talking about as a public bettor, things like that, when an SEC team is playing an out-of-conference game against not just the Big Ten, but really anybody, the average public bettor is always going to shade to the SEC team. Yes or no, Joe?
Exactly, and I think more so now when you got to look at the public perception. They watch a 14.5-point underdog in Oregon go on the road to the best team supposedly in the conference and win that ball game outright, right? So now here we have Penn State. They were 4-5 last year. Big deal. This is a garbage team. Oh, it's Sean Clifford. He's garbage. All right, but you know what? Games are won and lost in the interior, and I'm not backing down. I believe that this Penn State defense is for real. And if the front seven is as good as they were against Wisconsin, that secondary, who's going to beat? Let me ask you this. Who on Auburn's going to beat us over the top in terms of a wide receiver?
Nobody. Nobody.
So, I mean, that's the matchup that I look at. And I know the numbers for Knicks are better at home for him than on the road. I get that. That doesn't bother me. It's just, what is the breakdown? If you're Auburn, what do you need to do to win this game? They need to run the football. Now, if we watch Hank Bigsby ripping off 8-yard runs in the first quarter, I'm going to be like, this is not the way I thought it would play out. But if they're in predictable long third downs, 3rd and 7 or longer throughout the game, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a bloodbath. I'm not ready to go there. I know that you're big on this game being, like you just said, a bloodbath and a blowout. I think this is a competitive game, Joe, but I also think Penn State is the better team and it's on their home field. I think this number is closer to being right than you do. I think you believe this is a double-digit win for Penn State, and I could absolutely see it. I'm still going to lay with Penn State because I think that they win this game by a touchdown, but I think this game's a lot closer than I'm just saying you have a firm belief on this game that it's going to get ugly. I'm just saying I think it's going to be a little closer to that, but I still like Penn State to cover this number, Joe. I do. I think they're the better team, better football team.
I think so, too.
Auburn's not a good team. Bo Nix stinks. Everybody knows. We've been watching Bo Nix for years now, Joe. He ain't nothing great, okay? He's not going to Happy Valley tomorrow night and beating a Penn State Nittany Lions. He's not. He's not doing it.
No, I mean, Bo Nix needs to beat us over the top. That's it. That's the game plan. Get in his face.
Now,
put a helmet in his face and, you know, don't get a penalty.
Now, look, if Franklin and the D do a bad job and they let Tank Bigsley run all over the place, that's a different story.
You got to
own the ball game then if they allow that dude to run all over him because he's their guy. If they start getting that going, but Auburn's played nobody so far. Tomato cans. Alabama State, Akron. They have not had a competitive football game where Penn State has, going to Madtown and beating the Badgers a couple of weeks ago. So that's a good game at night. Let's go back to a game we talked about a few days ago. Nebraska and Oklahoma, mm-hmm. Joe. Of course, there was talk of this game getting canceled. Game of the century, blah, 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 blah. The anniversary. Over 3 touchdowns here. 22.5 for Spencer Rattler and the Sooners. The game is in Norman. I actually think the total's the way to go, Joe. I think that there's going to be a lot of points by both teams, 62.5.
I'm going to take the points with Nebraska. I feel fairly confident with them. I took them already on FanDuel at plus 22 and a hook earlier in the week. I mean, I think it's don't even put the football in Adrian Martinez's hands. Do not put the football into his hands. Let's go counter option the whole game. Let's run the football with Gabe Irvin and Step, and let's shorten the game. They're averaging 236 on the ground, 51% third down conversions. Give me the Cornhuskers.
There you go. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. We got a couple night games we haven't talked about all week, Joe. We got to get under the lights here. College football full circle keeps rolling after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204. Last few days, Joe, we've been really going through a lot of these games. So many great games this weekend. We haven't gotten to dive into the night slate too much.
Oh, and I love the night slate.
The night slate's great. I think there's a couple really good games at night. Let's start on the blue turf. Oklahoma State and Boise, 9 p.m. Eastern kickoff. They played a couple years ago in Stillwater.
How'd that turn out?
Yeah. Well, yes. How did it turn out? Win for the Cowboys. Now, Boise minus 3.5 here. Kind of surprising line to me. Total 57 and a half at this point. I'm interested in where the action is here, Joe. About 51% of the tickets, 61% of the money on Boise so far. Yeah. And everybody on the under here, 77% of the tickets, 96% of the money shooting to the under between the Cowboys and Boise. Here's the thing for me, Joe. I have not been impressed with Oklahoma State over the first couple weeks. I just have not, especially last week against Tulsa. I thought that they would score a lot more points against the Golden Hurricane. They had to kind of have a little bit of a rock fight with them for three quarters. Finally scored some points in the fourth, but let up a few. They sneak out that win. Spencer Sanders, I just haven't been impressed with the Oklahoma State Cowboys in the early going.
Well, Sanders didn't play the first game, right?
No, he didn't.
He was out for COVID protocol, and then he came back last week against Tulsa, and we know how that came back, right? 28-23. They pulled that game out as a 12.5 point favorite in that ball game. The Sharps were on
the
Tulsa.
I was on the over and I missed it by a point. So that tells you where I was in that game.
We talked about it all offseason. You know that I was under for their win total Boise State this year, right? It was 8.5. I think it was 8.5 early. I said they lost their identity. I'm not backing down from that. I told you now I was dead wrong. I took UTEP in game and they got blown out in that ball game. But this is a Boise State offense, defense giving up 179 on the ground. Last year with Horson, 163. This defense is not as dominant as it was. Yes, they are scoring points. I'll give them that. And you look at Oklahoma State only averaging 98 rushing yards per game, but speed kills, baby. And Oklahoma State's defense is very opportunistic. They play very good third down defense. Listen, Hank Backmeyer is not attacking this defense like you'd think. I don't care if it's on the blue turf. Watch this team step up. You want to bet an over? Bet an over on this game because Oklahoma State's going to make a statement here. Hey, don't forget about us. We're part of the Big 12, baby. I'm a man. I'm 50 years old.
Look,
step up, and he might put his mullet back on for this game.
Look, here's my problem with this line, Joe, and you're right, 57.5. I think that there's points in this game. I think that that's a good place to attack this game because let me tell you, I think the line stinks. I really do, and I know that I just pumped up that Oklahoma State hasn't been impressive. They're getting 3.5 points against Boise, who's not the Boise that they used to be, and we've discussed this at length. This line is fishy to me, Joe. I feel like this should not – Oklahoma State should not be getting 3.5 points here.
Well, I mean, it's a revenge type of atmosphere. They lost in Stillwater. Now they come back to our place. I'm not sold on the defense for Boise. That's it. That's where I'm going with this game. As much as you want to bash Spencer Sanders, you want to bash the lack of playmakers – for Oklahoma State.
I don't want to bash him. I prefer Brown they scored some points tomorrow night. I hope they score.
Well, me too. Jalen Warren, LD Brown. You got Desmond Jackson. From running backs, you know, there is no Tylan Wallace there. There is no Dylan Stoner. We get that. But they still have a mobile quarterback in Spencer Sanders. And if he doesn't come through or gets hurt, at least you have Illingsworth. And offense changes, but I still love the defense of Oklahoma State. Last year, Oklahoma State held opposing offenses to 26% on third down conversions. And basically, from a personnel perspective, they haven't changed really one bit, okay? So they're going to be there this year. And they're going to be there. I said they were an outside dark horse to potentially crack the college football playoff. I mean, if they knock off Oklahoma at the end of the year, which is, we know it's a impossible feat. They've lost six straight by 18.3 points per game. They're going to be there. Hey, they're holding opposing offenses to 32% this year on third down conversions, as bad as the offense has been. Give me the points with Mike Gundy. I'm not backing away from Oklahoma State here.
No, I understand it. It just, the line kind of stinks to me, but I do like the over on the blue turf. All right, Arizona State at BYU, the bailout blowout, 10:15 p.m. Eastern kickoff out in Provo, as the Cougars, after the win against Utah in the Holy War, look to keep things going against Herm Edwards and the Sun Devils. Interesting thing I saw here on Twitter from the Bear, Chris Felica. You love the Bear, Joe. Under Herm Edwards, Arizona State 5-12 against the spread with 5 outright losses as a favorite. I might be back in Satake here, Joe.
That's all I needed to hear. I'm taking Arizona State. That's fine by me. I have no problem. The problem with BYU is that they struggle with speed teams. I thought they would struggle with Utah. I was dead wrong on that assessment. Be the first one. When I'm wrong on a pick, I'm the first one to admit it. You could bash me, abuse me, tell me I stink. In other words, I don't care. I've been told worse by my parents, so don't worry about it. That being said, okay, I think that Arizona State and Jaden Daniels break out. I think the speed of Arizona State on the perimeter, Rashad White, Jaden Daniels, I think the passing offense right now has been non-existent. They're averaging 187 passing yards per game right in that area. I think this is a bad game for BYU. 345 they allowed to Arizona in week one. This is gonna be a breakout game for Jaden Daniels. They've been walking through the motions. The speed of Arizona State, to me, is going to be the difference. I'm telling you this right now. Now, if BYU wins this, I said it last night with Scotty, don't count them out for the college football playoff if they run the table. They play Virginia. They play USC. That's the type of resume to get you to the college football playoff. So we'll see if they could do it.
Yeah, no, you're right. If they would need to completely run the table, Joe, in order to be able to talk about 12 things
and
like
0.
That.
I'm right, talking right, 12 right, and 0, Carter. Right. You know, I'm not talking like 11-1, 10-2. If they're a 12-0 team with this resume, they should be. They should just be like Notre Dame was, right? Last year with that type of resume, being an independent.
Well, let's see if they can get through this. Now, I think this is a tough spot for them. I don't like Herm in these spots. Another low total here, 50.5. I don't love it, Joe. I think it's probably just about right. Probably an in-game type of situation for me here. I want to back BYU and Satake. I really do. I don't trust Herm and the Sun Devils, Joe. I just don't trust them. I can't.
You play to win the win game,
yes.
The games. Well, I will say this. Last year, Rashad White, the running back from Arizona State, he was nicknamed, like, the I think on ESPN, the human, like, first down, because he was averaging, like, 11 yards a touch. He's like only averaging 5.2. So we'll see how long that lasts. And Rashad, you might want to change up your nickname now. Or at least, you know, step up to the point where you're averaging 12 yards a touch again, you know? I mean, you're walking around the human first down. Could you at least back it up with your play on the field? Like, give me a break now.
5.3 yards. The human first down.
That's what they nicknamed him.
Another good late night game. Even later than that one, 10:45 p.m. Eastern. The Bulldogs of Fresno State headed to the Rose Bowl, Pasadena, to take on UCLA, who's had the great start, as we know. The big win over LSU at home. They get a week off. Now they have the Bulldogs, who I think have played very well. Almost won at Oregon. Beat up on UConn week number one. 10.5. What do you think of this line between UCLA and Fresno? I kind of like the Bulldogs here.
Me too. But, you know, this game could get out of control in the sense of now you have the offense rolling for UCLA, right? Fresno State's more of a ground and pound. They want to work. We know.
I think the week off hurts him, though, Joe. I think the week off hurts him.
I always say this about week offs, and especially early in the year, right? When you have a week off early in the year, that could either be a detriment or could be beneficial, depending if you have a lot of injuries, right? So when the quarterback to wide receiver relationship is in check, you don't want to see a week off in terms of. Right? You don't want to see a week off in terms of that type of assessment where the quarterback and wide receivers now might be a little rusty in terms of that assessment, right? So that's the type of situation. What team are we going to get coming out of the break? Are we going to get a team that's rested and in sync? Or are we going to get a team that's rested, but now from an offensive line continuity perspective, they're out of sync? That, you know, when you have things in order and you're a train in motion, you really don't want to disrupt that. So that would be my only concern. I mean, I lean to Fresno State here. I don't love the game because I know Fresno State is a publicly backed team. Everybody in Vegas and California, you got to take the points with Fresno State.
The sharps.
You got to take the points with Fresno State. You just have to. You close your eyes.
Before we get to the break and come back with the picks, there's an even later bailout blowout game. Nick Starkel and San Jose State in Hawaii. Laying 6.5, Joe.
Over.
61.5. Bang the over.
Yes. That's high for a San Jose State total.
Joe, all in on the over and the Islands on the late night bailout blowout. All right, College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. The picks and more right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you as we get ready for week number three. And it is time, Joe, as we do at the end of every week before we get to Saturday's games, the picks for week number three. So far this year, I am now 7-9, 2-4 last week. Tough week for me. I fall to 7-9 on the season. Joe Lisi bouncing back 4-2 a week ago to get him to 5-11 on the year. So, Joe, we got to get working here. I mean, can we, yeah, we got to get over 500. I mean, let's get to work.
Worried.
Keep building with worried. The momentum. Joe, please start us off here for week number three.
All right, so we got a great battle in Boulder, right? We have Colorado -2.5 over P.J. Fleck and the Golden Gophers. Love Minnesota here. 7-3 over the last couple of years, straight up on the road. Two games they lost last year by Maryland and Wisconsin, a total of 4 points. Got the quarterback advantage with Tanner Morgan. What's the emotional mindset of that team, Colorado? You have Texas A&M and Jimbo on the ropes. You can't close it out. Give me the ham and eggers plus the 2.5. They're not going to need it. I'm rowing the boat, baby, outright.
Oh, rowing the boat with P.J. Fleck. Look at Joe for pick number one. I'm taking a total for my first one, Joe. I got like the over 51.5, Clemson and Georgia Tech.
Ooh,
Clemson needs a nice get-right game here. We know that they struggle, obviously, losing to Georgia. Even last week, I didn't think they were great in a tomato can game. They have destroyed Georgia Tech, especially since Jeff Collins has been the head coach. Listen, I don't even think that they need Georgia Tech to contribute to this number to go over 51.5. I think Clemson could do it by themselves, Joe, and maybe Georgia Tech even chips in 10 or 17 if they're nice and comfortable. Give me over 51.5 between Clemson and Georgia Tech.
All right, I'm sticking with the underdogs. Iowa, right? Back-to-back dominating wins. You have Iowa that knocks off Michael Penix in Indiana. They follow that up with a gutty effort on the road, 27-17 over Brock Purdy and the crew. Jack Campbell and that defense force 4 turnovers. Now here comes Dustin Crum and Kent State catching 22 and a hook on FanDuel. It's Kent State. It's a MAC team. No big deal. This MAC team is averaging actually 360 rushing yards per game. They're converting 52% on third down conversions. But you're like, Joe, we put up 400 and something yards on VMI. Yeah, but they also average in week one 5 yards per carry against A&M. So that's one reason why I like Kent State here. The other reason, too, we talk about the defense and being opportunistic for Iowa. You have Kent State +7 in turnover margin, 9 forced turnovers in 2 games. That's a recipe. In order to win on the road, you need to run the football, force turnovers. You're not going to win. Kent State's not going to win, but they're going to cover this 23.5, 22.5, whatever the number is. On FanDuel, it's 22.5. 22.5 point number. And here's one final cherry on top. Over the last 6 games for Iowa that they've played MAC opponents, 1-5 ATS. The Sharps. Love that. Now the Sharps. Give me Kent State to cover that line over the Hawkeyes.
I like it, Joe. There you go. Pick number two. I am going to Northwestern. Listen, they have not been good so far, Joe. It bothered me that they lost that opening Friday night game to Michigan State. They are going to Durham to take on Duke. And the line is kind of fishy. It's under 3, -2.5 right now. But I got to take Northwestern in this spot, Joe. Duke is awful. I mean, Duke is absolutely putrid. If Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern can't cover a field goal, under a field goal against Duke, then their season really is up in smoke. Give me Northwestern -2.5.
All right, I'm sticking with the underdogs. Give me Oak State. +3.5. I don't think Oak State loses this game. I think they're the better defense. I think they have the better coach in this matchup. I think they're the better speed. I think they run, pass, do whatever it takes against Hank Bachmeier and the crew. This could be a double-digit special. Oklahoma State might win this ball game going away in style on the blue turf. 10-13 points. Take the Oklahoma State Cowboys +3.5. I don't even think you're going to need the points in this ball game.
I'll stay on the blue turf with you, Joe. Since you've got that game, I will as well, but in a different area. I like the over 57.5.
Okay.
I am not taking a side in this game. Believe me, I hope Oklahoma State scores all the points imaginable tomorrow night in Potato Land against the Broncos. Over 57.5. I think that both teams can score. Boise State's D, not that great. I think this is an opportunity for the Cowboys and Mike Gundy to finally have themselves a little bit of an offensive explosion. 57.5, Joe, I'm taking the over.
All right, I'm sticking in the Big 12. Give me West Virginia. From the series perspective, they've had it over Va-Tech 28-22-1. Va-Tech has won three straight, but the last time they played was back in 2017. First road game for Braxton Burmeister and the crew. You got strength on strength. You have a rush defense in West Virginia giving up 99 yards on the ground. That's exactly what Va-Tech wants to do with Raheem Blackshear and the physical offensive line, but I'm not sold on Braxton Burmeister. I'm sorry. He should be hanging out maybe in a pub somewhere or something. I don't know. I think West Virginia comes to play in this ball game. They're only allowing 196 passing yards to opposing offenses. I think the better head coach is Neil Brown. I think they start fast. I think this is, again, a blowout special. Second half, I think it's a runaway. West Virginia does win this ball game convincingly in Morgantown.
West Virginia, little Mountaineer action here. All right, Joe, I am going next to a dog. Washington Huskies have looked awful the first 2 weeks of the season. Losing to Montana, losing to Michigan. They look like they can't do anything right offensively right now. Now, they might finally win a game, Joe, but I think Arkansas State's going to keep it closer than you expect. Just over a key number here, 17.5 right now. You're getting Arkansas State, who could score some points. Even though Washington, maybe they'll finally bust out offensively, I think Arkansas State scores too. Give me the 17.5 with Arkansas State, the Sun Belt team, going up to the Pacific Northwest. Washington hopefully continues their struggle.
You're sticking the knife in Washington. Jimmy Lake and the crew have not.
He deserves it. He deserves to get the knife stuck, and they've been embarrassing, Joe. Embarrassing.
They are horrible.
They'll win by 50 tomorrow.
I could say, now we'll see. I'll be pulling for you in that game with Arkansas State. We'll see where we're at that point. I'm going to take the points with Nebraska. I'm buying in. I know a lot of people, public perception for that matter, they saw Nebraska lose to Brett Bielema. It's Oklahoma. We know Nebraska is absolutely horrible. I get that. But they're actually running the football, and that's the biggest thing. Scott Frost, I'm telling you now, do not let Adrian Martinez to throw once. Run counter option with Gabe Irvin and step. Utilize your offensive line. This is a defense that's only allowing 143 rushing yards to opposing offenses. You saw Michael Pratt move the football week one for Tulane. Same type of atmosphere, same type of quarterback, mobile. I think they cover this number. They're not going to win, but I think they show well. They have to show well. And by that, showing well is covering it in. Maybe they lose this ball game by 14, 17 points, but at the end of the day, they cover the 22.5 on the road in Norman.
There you go. Joe Lisi, I knew you were going to go to Nebraska this week as one of your picks, and you also knew that I was going to go to Alabama as one of mine. I am not believing it, Joe. I need to see it, just like with Oregon and Ohio State last week. I need to see it before I actually stay away from it. Alabama always shows up in these spots. I don't care that they're on the road. I'm not worried about Bryce Young in his first road environment. 14.5, Joe. Lay the lumber. 17-plus point win for Alabama in the swamp. A lot of points, too. Kind of like the over. I don't care about the weather. I'm going with Alabama, baby. Saban laying the wood.
Even the babies love Alabama. You're right. Yeah, they're back in Alabama here, minus the 14.5. I'll pull for you, but I'll say this. If somehow, some way they lose this ballgame, you would then be on Ohio State and Alabama in back-to-back weeks. You could be the kibosh for them. We're going to have to get
And I'm all right with that, Joe, because I can't stand those two teams. So if I'm the kibosh for them, I'm perfectly fine.
So that'll be fine. I'm going back to the well here. I jumped off week number two. I'm back on Miami. The more I break this game down.
The U.
I'm back on the U. I love them in this matchup. I really do. I hate to say that, but I do. You got a Big Ten team that's 2-0. They're coming to South Beach. I get it. But I wasn't impressed with the win over Northwestern. We know the Northwestern had a 6.5 win total this year. They're a slower defense. They can't run sideline to sideline. At the end of the day, I mean, I wasn't impressed. Okay, Kenneth Walker had a big day. I knew about Kenneth Walker. I've been talking about him all summer in terms of his big playmaking ability. But this is a speedy defense in Miami. They're going to shoot gaps. They're going to get into Peyton Thorne's face. I'm not sold on Peyton Thorne. Does Michigan State wear down in the humidity? And I think this is a game that De'Aaron King and the crew break out. It's a short number. Keep in mind, this line was 15.5 all summer long. The Sharps readjusted to 6.5 in this matchup.
The Sharps.
I already have Miami minus 6.5. I have them on the money line. I'm waiting to get a prop for De'Aaron King because I'll tell you this, 179 passing yards, 200. He might get a prop in the area of maybe 210. I think he sails through this total. If Hunter Johnson in mop-up duty was able to put up 321 yards on that defense for Northwestern, okay, this is the same Hunter Johnson that 2 years ago had one of the worst passing offenses in Northwestern in terms of the FBS. They average 121 passing yards per game. If he put up 321 on them, okay, I think De'Aaron King breaks out for a huge performance in this matchup. Speed kills. They have a very light schedule coming up before North Carolina. They need to get right under a touchdown, 9 points of intrinsic value from the summer. This is going to be a blowout, in my opinion.
Well, you talk about going back to the well, Joe. I will go back to the well also, and that's with Vanderbilt, who got me a win last week in Fort Collins against Adazio. They are home this week to Stanford. They are getting 12.5. What you saw from Stanford last week, Joe, was a mirage against USC. I do not know what happened in the Coliseum, but Stanford stinks, Joe. And they're laying, now you're going to lay 12.5. I know Vandy stinks as well. Two bad teams, Joe. I'm taking 12.5 points at home. Clark Lea is my guy. Vandy looking to cover 2 weeks in a row with the Lumber. Let's go, Joe.
So I love the enthusiasm. All right, so I'm gonna give my seventh pick. We talked about it off air.
Wow, Joe's into a seventh heaven here. Going
so are
for
you.
Number
That's
seven.
Your seventh.
No,
your...
that was my sixth, Joe. You went first. I am right behind you. But if you would like to give a seventh, I have a seventh too. I'm playing right. Every game, Joe. So go ahead.
All right, this one smells, Carver. And I'm taking Buffalo plus the 14. Buffalo plus the 14. We talked about the Chanticleers coming on the road. They think that they're Alabama now. 14, 13.5 on FanDuel.
They think they're Alabama now.
Kevin Marks, Vantrease, it's like, you know, they cover over Coastal Carolina.
Oh, boy. I'll give you a seventh when we come back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We wrap it up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Before we get out of here, Joe, my seventh and final. Same philosophy as Clemson. I'm taking the over in the Georgia-South Carolina game.
Ooh,
47 and a half. I think it's the kind of number that Georgia can get by themselves. Maybe I even get a little help from the Gamecocks with maybe 10 or 14 points, something like that. Over 47 and a half. Georgia, South Carolina. All right, Joe, we have two games tonight. UCF at Louisville right now. This thing's been bouncing like a pinball back and forth. It's gone from 6.5 to 7.5, back down to 6.5 for UCF, the road favorite. Maryland minus 7.5 in Champaign against the Fighting Illini. Who do you like tonight, Joe?
Yeah, I like Louisville. I really like the over, though, as the best play in that matchup. I think Malik Cunningham and the crew get back on track. And then I would lay it with Maryland. Don't love that ball game. Would lean to the under in Champaign. I just have no confidence in Peters and that Illini offense to move the football consistently. Watch them get beat up by Brennan Armstrong and the crew last week. So I think Maryland does cover this number tonight.
UCF is an over machine, Joe. I'm with you on this over. It's 66.5 right now. It has gone down a couple of ticks the last few days, but I am sticking with the over there. I do not like a side. I actually, with you, I think Louisville might have a game in them tonight at home against UCF. So I'm going to stay away there, maybe in game. And I like Tua's brother here. I like him to get the job done against Illinois. And I like the under, though, in that game, Joe. I think under 61.5. I don't think Illinois scores a lot of points tonight.
No, they might. I mean, you do not want to get into a shootout. I mean, especially with the inconsistency of the quarterbacks, Peters, Sikowski, doesn't really matter. They haven't shown. Look at last week with Brennan Armstrong. They got him into a high-scoring game. They couldn't match him.
Joe, tremendous job as always this week, my man. Good luck this weekend. I will talk to you on Monday. Enjoy all the games, everybody. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, College Football, Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Let's cash them this weekend, Joe. I'll see you Monday.